Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So while Nevada and California this week was asked to not charge their electric vehicles during peak electrical use times, in fact, in Nevada, the Nevada Energy website had asked to maybe charge our cars before 10 a.m. and after 8 p.m. I don't know how long they're going to ask us to do this. It was originally just for this past Wednesday, Thursday, but with this heat wave and very high energy expenditures, people moving in and us having low water and a grid that you know, might not be able to deal with the influx of people or tourists, I wouldn't be surprised if that kind of extends a little bit longer. And so it's interesting how when the power grid does get overwhelmed, people are like, what are you doing charging that? What are you doing? Okay, you know, do you really need to have a DJ at your party? Unplug all that. So right now, you're the bad guy if you use a lot of power. Unless, of course, you have an electric vehicle. If you have an electric vehicle, you are then supporting the cause. You are saving the environment. And you are doing what many politicians want you to do. So you might not be discriminated against from an electricity standpoint, even though you really aren't allowed to or you aren't recommended to charge it during certain times of day. But right now, you're still considered you're a hero. If you have an electric vehicle, well, one, you're looked at as rich. Okay, if I see somebody with a Tesla, I'm like, that dude's got money. But you're looked upon kindly from politicians who do want to move towards, you know, most electric cars on the road by a certain year in California. All new car sales have to be electric in the year 2035, which then starts to bring about the question, what about those of us that because of the inflation, because of the recession, because of nostalgia, we're holding on to our Corvette, our Charger, our Bronco, our Jeep, our sedan, our minivan? We're kind of holding on to it. Making that, whether we'll still have that car in 13 years or not, you know, if you live in California, or depend on whatever happens with the other states and how quickly they copycat laws to have all new car sales electric. But it starts to make you wonder, what happens if we don't buy an electric vehicle? What happens if electric vehicles don't go down in price? What happens if because of the demand and because of the laws, prices go up? Like college prices go up, like insurance premiums went up. Anytime the government gets involved, prices go up. So what happens to those of us? Now, somebody would say, well, no big deal. There's still gas stations. Well, I don't know, because if they can make a law lickety-split to say all car dealerships, if they're going to sell a new car, it's got to be electric, then they could very easily, with the snap of their fingers, make other laws. And look at what happened to smokers. For those people who smoke, and now, mind you, I'm not a fan of people smoking. I'm not a fan of secondhand smoke, third-hand smoke. But I got to tell you, a lot of my patients who couldn't kick the habit, veterans, people with PTSD, people in chronic pain, people who really couldn't shake the tobacco habit, what happened to them? Well, they were forced, right, out of the air conditioning building. They were forced to pay more in taxes. I remember at the airport, there was this glass enclosure that was really smoky. And I remember walking by it, telling my husband, there's a fire. We got to go in. There's a fire. And I think there's people in there. He's like, no, that's just the smoking section. And I'm like, how safe is that? It's a closed in glass space. I think they got rid of it. One of my patients worked in that room. And she's like, you got to write me a note. I can't breathe. I don't want to work in the smoking section. I can't breathe. So they were actually forcing people who smoke in a room that was overly concentrating there's smoke. Now, I know some of you don't play a violin for those who smoke, you know, because of the effects of secondhand smoke, but it still is discriminatory. It still is going against the population. So if we saw what happened with smokers and all the rules for non-smoking facilities, non-smoking, no smoking on plate, not what's going to happen to fuel car drivers? Our tax is going to be added to each gallon of gas. And it's going to be okay because we're all about electric vehicles. Are those people with gas cars going to be vilified? Are they going to be called MAGA Republicans? Some people think that's a compliment. Other people think it's, okay, why are we being labeled? But if somebody has a fuel car, does that mean they're fascist? Does that imply their political party? I mean, a lot of I have a Corvette, a used Corvette. I love that sucker. I never want to give it up because I'm going to be old in 2035, and I'm going to not want to look old. So I'm going to want to still drive my used Corvette as long as I don't mess it up any more than I already have. So, you know, these are some things we need to think about. I support the environment. I understand that we cannot be so burdened with our vulnerability of fossil fuels, but everything has to be in moderation. Let's incentivize people who have electric vehicles. Like what has been started. If you have an electric vehicle, there'll be some tax credits. You will have energy discounts. But still foster a very accepting, democratic, united sort of landscape, allowing people who have choices for other vehicles to not be vilified or screwed later. And that just seems to be what happens. It's just, if you know, you aren't with us, you're against us, and it's very, very frightening, especially since right now in Nevada and California, we are being asked to conserve energy, that we're using too much of our grid. So I'm telling my kids to unplug everything during the day that doesn't need to be plugged in, get those chargers out, shut off the lights, raise the air conditioning. I have patients who are very heat sensitive. I would rather they be able to have whatever electricity our grid can give us to give consistent air conditioning to their home, or consistent heating during the winter, more so than the car. And I'd also like them to have a vehicle that they could jump into if they need to go to the hospital if they have to. So I don't know, just watch for that. But I really don't like the way I see behavior when it comes to politicians. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, governors have united for National Blood Donation Week. September 1st through the 7th is National Blood Donation Week, with September 4th being National Blood Donation Day. We are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. When crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis. So blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. And it could be done with social distancing. You can sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com. Just follow the link to National Blood Donation Week at drdahlia.com. drdahlia.com. Remember, one pint of blood could save three lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Welcome to Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, it is National Blood Donation Week. We are trying to collect blood for our hospitals and blood banks who are in bad, bad need of blood. And the summer is usually some of the driest in terms of blood banks. And with the heat wave, many blood drives have had to close. So for those of you who can donate blood, reach out to Vitalin.org, Blood Cross, American Red Cross.org, One Blood, LifeShare, Community Blood Centers, whoever in your area does blood drives, please reach out to them. You don't necessarily have to donate blood during National Blood Donation Week. But if you could schedule a blood donation or even help schedule a drive at your work, it'd be awesome. Thank you. All right, so the next topic I want to talk about is how a lot of young individuals are asking for sterilization procedures. And I can't tell you how many patients I've had in their 20s who, when I ask, when was your last period, when they're like, oh, I had a hysterectomy, or I had an ablation, or I, you know, or their period is off, and I'm like, oh, okay, you know, is there any chance you could be pregnant? No, I've had my tubes tied. And I'm like, how old are you? And they're kind of young. And I've been seeing this trend for a while now, where younger individuals, and it wasn't because of a medical condition, it was like, oh, wow, you had a hysterectomy, what happened? You know, cervical cancer, you know, a heavy bleeding, what happened? No, I didn't want to have kids. I'm like, how old are you? And it's fascinating to me that we have a generation that is not as enthusiastic about making progeny and having kids. It is surprising. I understand there's inflation and people are worried about living in a state that won't allow an abortion, although most states do, even second trimester abortions. Some people are worried they live in a state where they won't be able to get an abortion. People are worried about money. People are worried about education, crime. So I get that there's a lot of individuals going, I don't know if I want to bring a child into this world. I don't know if I want to have a child. You know, but I got to tell you something. You know, when I was younger, I was kind of thinking the same thing. I'm like, I got to get my career. I can't be taking care of a kid right now. I'm in medical school. I'm going to have loans. I got to tell you, man, having the kids was the best thing that ever happened. And I am so grateful I had them. But I understand, you know, it's a personal choice for those people that aren't feeling it. I get it. But what's making this a very recent headline is people have been going onto social media and they have been discussing about how expensive it is to become sterile, whether it's a vasectomy, tubes tied, hysterectomy, and how many doctors are refusing them and will not perform the procedure. And if they do perform the procedure, they get a large bill. Now, I would say if you really don't want to have kids right now, have a more longer-term birth control, like an IUD. I think the IUD is fantastic. I think the IUD has a really good success rate, as long as you aren't prone to STDs, as long as you aren't, you know, you tolerate it well. You could have an IUD in there for years. Get it changed out. I think the IUD cash price is under $1,500. So, and that's if insurance doesn't cover it. Then I get it. Taking a daily birth control pill is not easy. Getting the depo shot, not fun. You gain weight, pimples. Some of you don't want the Nexplanon put in. But I got to tell you, the IUD seems pretty easy. So there are forms of birth control that aren't necessarily permanent, but they sure give you long-lasting birth control. You still can get pregnant on IUD. I get that. But then if you change your mind, I just always think somebody's going to change their mind. I did. A lot of us change our mind. But the topic of doctors refusing to do sterilization procedures, if not, patients have to pay a big, huge bill. Well, what's happening there is, like, when I had to have my hysterectomy, all right, there needed to be medical necessity for insurance to pay for it. If I wanted to say, you know what, I just don't want it anymore. I don't want to worry about getting cancer. I don't want to worry about getting pregnant. Just take it out. My insurance wasn't going to cover it. But because I've had an ovarian tumor, because I've had issues and pelvic pain and all sorts of other stuff, which I've really briefed you guys on probably too much, insurance is like, that's fine. Please, for the love of God, take it out. Because then we don't have to keep doing ultrasounds and all that. So my insurance was like, for the love of God, why didn't you take it out sooner? But if you're healthy, to ask an insurance company to pay for a tubal ligation or a hysterectomy or a vasectomy, that could be a little tricky for some. So when somebody goes, I don't care if my insurance won't pay for it, do it. Well, the out-of-pocket cost can be high. So, you know, somebody said, gosh, you know, their procedure was going to be thousands of dollars. Well, sadly, when insurance doesn't cover it, you guys know how things are. Insurance pays so little that when you do pay cash price, you end up paying more because it has to cover for the crappy payments that you know, are given by the insurance company. It's a bad situation all around. But there's a lot of now, oh, I can't believe that, doctor. For doctors refusing to just perform the procedure altogether. Now, why would a doctor turn somebody down who wants to be sterile? Well, liability. Now, you could say, well, the patient will sign a consent form. I don't know if that's working. Now we're having many people who were transgender and transitioned saying their doctor didn't spend time with them. Their doctor rushed through it. And if you have a woman who is 22 years old and asks for sterilization, and then she's 31 and changes her mind, and trust me, a lot happens in a decade, they could make a case with a really good attorney that that doctor just wanted to make money and didn't give them all the education. Now one of you could be like, okay, well, how does that happen with informed consent? Well, the informed consent lists everything talked about. But if there's a good lawyer going, but they didn't bring up this, is that why you changed your mind? Yes, that's why I changed my mind. It doesn't say he brought that up in the informed consent. So there you go. You didn't get full informed consent. So there's a lot of physicians out there going, I don't know if I could do that. I don't know if I want that on my conscience. I don't know if I want that liability. And there's been a lot of court cases that have been going back and forth on what a doctor should do in terms of abortion, in terms of birth control. And it's a very sticky subject because, you know, when you have a physician, you know, if they don't believe in blood transfusion, that could be pretty scary if you need a blood transfusion. But then if that's the case, that doctor pretty much wouldn't work in the trauma center. Same thing, if you have a doctor that does not believe in birth control, they're probably not going to be the typical gynecologist. They're going to probably be more specialized in, well, I'll do labor and delivery, I'll do. So, you know, they should, you know, let people know, look, I don't really give birth control here. We just do this, or we just do. I mean, there's doctors that stop doing birth control because of the risks of blood clots or the risks of unintended pregnancies by people not following through. So I know a lot of doctors that go, look, guys, I don't do birth control, not because of religious reasons. They're like, they just don't want the liability. People are wanting it over the phone, so they can't double check their blood pressure. They can't, you know, so some doctors are like, you know, we just don't manage that. Go to gyn, go to somebody else. But if a physician doesn't feel comfortable with doing something, are they mandated to do it? Now, one recent court case that I believe went to the 5th U.S. District Court ruled in honor of the physicians who didn't want to give abortive medication to patients. They referred them out. But I believe it was a Christian healthcare system that didn't want to perform abortions. I'm not exactly sure what happened with that. But, you know, it does frustrate people because they think, well, what if no doctor wants to? There's doctors that are comfortable performing abortions. There's doctors comfortable performing third trimester abortions even. They're out there. But, you know, can you force a doctor to perform a sterilization procedure or something they don't want to do? The average doctor would say, then I'm out, I quit. So there has to be some freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of practice, as long as it's within the standard of care. So if you have a doctor that's like, look, I think you're going to regret it in 10 years and come after me, they have every right, because doctors have been sued like crazy for being accused of not giving proper consent. Remember that cardiologist that got sued and lost because one of his patients cheated on his wife in a menage a trois and died the day before his cardiac stress test that the doctor thought he needed? Apparently, because the stress test fell on a Monday, and it could have been the patient's choice, because the stress test fell and he died before he got the stress test, that doctor got hit with a lawsuit. So, yeah, I totally get doctors, you know, hesitation on things. But I really wish people understood that you might want to really make a decision now, but maybe do something that's not so permanent, because I got to tell you, man, people change their mind. They really, really do. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Canadian police have launched a huge manhunt for two men suspected of taking the lives of 10 people with knives in a rampage that has shocked the nation. Two suspects named Damian Sanderson and Miles Sanderson are on the run and are considered armed and dangerous. Victims were found in 13 locations in the remote Indigenous community of James Smith Cree Nation and nearby town of Weldon. The Coast Guard is reporting one person was killed and nine people remain missing, including a child, after a float plane crashed Sunday afternoon in Puget Sound in Washington State. An investigative reporter in Las Vegas, Nevada, was found dead outside his home over the weekend after being stabbed. The body of Las Vegas Review-Journal journalist Jeff German, 69 years of age, was found on Saturday morning, and police believe he was in an altercation with another person. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, the World Health Organization is not liking some of the names you guys are bringing up when it comes to monkeypox and trying to rename it. Okay, we told you some people were like, you know, monkeypox 1, monkeypox, like Xbox. Oh, my gosh. I'll go through some of the names. They're pretty funny. But really quickly here, I just want to give you guys a number on the counts. Counts went up a little bit more. We were starting to level off a little bit. World global count at 52,090 cases. Again, still in over 100 different locations, 93 of whom didn't usually have it in terms of, countries. The U.S. is one of the top countries with it. 19,465 cases. So we went up about 500. We're going up about 500 a day when previously it was about 1,000 a day, with California having about 3,600 cases, New York 3,300 cases being the top two states, Texas 1,600 cases. Most of the other states, with the exception of Illinois, Florida has about 2,000, Illinois is about 1,000. Everybody else is still under 1,000 in terms of cases, many under 100. So Wyoming still only has two cases, Montana 5, North Dakota 5, South Dakota 2, but like I said, California up at 3,600. So the case count is still high. Well, the World Health Organization said they were going to assign new names assign a new name to monkeypox. This was back in August. And remember I read you some of them? One called it pharmapox, one called it BS pox, but spelled it out. One called it, like, you know, X-Pox 1, X-Pox 2, not Wuhan flu. I mean, there's... So Fox News is reporting that the World Health Organization is vowing that they are not going to rename monkeypox with something ridiculous. They fear monkeypox could lead to racism, so they want to change the name. So they're not going to use M-Pox. They're not going to use Poxy McPoxface. Stupid. Trump 22 was, I guess, a name suggested to them. They're not going to use them. They said often disease names are chosen behind closed doors by a technical committee, but the World Health Organization decided to open it up to the public. Well, the submissions have been pretty bad. Dozens of submissions have now been made from a range of contributors, including academics, doctors, and gay community activists. They range from technical Opoxid 22, submitted by Harvard Medical School emergency physician Jeremy Faust. I called it Orthopox 2.0, but I don't think they like that one, which is pretty clinical, to the Poxy McPoxface submitted by Andrew Yee in an allusion to Bodie McBoatface, which was, I guess, a British polar research vessel. Anyway, so pressure is growing to rename the disease. And the reason why it's called monkeypox is back in 1958, they first discovered it in monkeys. Then in 1970 was the first human cases. And monkeypox has most notably not been affecting per se monkeys. We see it in also squirrels. The American outbreak in 2003 included prairie dogs. And so it's starting to be, it's just not necessary to label it monkeypox. So I know some people also want chickenpox renamed because they think it hurts chickens. So we'll see what happens. But I agree with it. We probably should have a more clinical name for it. I just don't think it makes sense to call it monkeypox at this point. It should be a pox. It should be named pox. But so, you know, monkeypox was pretty much in West and Central Africa. Like I said, it should have been the name should have been changed a long time ago, and spread among household contacts. But now it's global. People are asking for it to change. So I know, you know, for those of you that are kind of looking at some of the, you know, names, somebody called it Horopox, Mpox 22, Badupox, somebody, I don't know what that's supposed to be. I don't know. The Magnus virus, the PVM, somebody called it, oh, that's not good, nice. Okay, I can't say that. Some of them are dirty. The World Health Organization is probably regretting asking, people to help me, you know, but anyway, so that's what's going on there. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. Things are starting to heat up a little bit in Europe, and not talking about heat wave. We are talking about the gas pipeline being shut off. I'm going to try to give you guys the latest on that. We're being told that Russian energy giant has cut off all Nord Stream supplies to Europe following, quote, three-day maintenance. They say apparently there was an oil leak that was discovered within the main turbine at a St. Petersburg compression station. Now, I'm thinking that they just want Europe to feel what it's going to be like without, so they don't put any more pressure. We're being told that Russia is looking at, you know, uniting forces with China, Iran.
So it is escalating. It's getting a lot more real for this possibly turning into World War III. And so this decision to turn it off for a leak could be as innocent as they're trying to make it sound, or it could be sinister, going, okay, you guys want to feel it right now? We're indefinitely, you're not going to get our oil. Russia is the world's second largest oil exporter behind Saudi Arabia and its largest natural gas exporter. So Europe relies on Russia for power for this winter. And so with Gazprom scrapping its own deadline to resume gas supplies via the Nord Stream pipeline, this is a way for Putin to weaponize the flow of energy. So the Russian energy giant said on Friday that all natural gas supplies via Nord Stream 1 would remain cut off indefinitely after an apparent oil leak within the main turbine at Portovaya compressor station. No time frame on when it will resume. Now, from what I understand, Europe has been hedging and has been preparing. They import 40% of its gas and 30% of its oil from Russia, so it's a lot. But they can still survive, but they've already started to limit their expenditures. And this quote-unquote energy blackmail is, I believe, in response to the help they're giving Ukraine. Countries are helping Ukraine, but as I said before, you know, us saying, no, we're not going to go to war with Putin, but we're going to, you know, help supply and give Ukraine what they need, I understand that because we don't want boots on the ground and we don't want to enter World War III. But I'm wondering if a year or two into this, we're going to be like, we should have done something week one and stopped this billions of dollars earlier, and, you know, before we all get thrown into this world conflict. And so I'm really kind of concerned that we're all going to get dragged in no matter what. I don't want this to happen. But you knew Russia was going to get mad for us helping Ukraine. And Ukraine is the only thing between, you know, Russia and World War III right now. Ukraine is doing a damn good job of holding them off. But because Ukraine needs help and because we're helping, Europe's helping, Russia is going to want to retaliate. So oil leak my butt, you know. Britain is facing 22% inflation by January because energy giants are predicted to, you know, have these issues, or the ones that do supply Europe are going to make a cost if Europe goes into major inflation and recession, and we're already on the verge of it, if not starting, then sadly we are going to feel this too. So this is not good. We'll obviously keep you guys posted, but this move is, you know, when you read the history books and you look at some of the things that started before World War II and World War I and, you know, other wars and other, these are exactly the textbook ingredients that happened before world conflicts. And Europe is going to have to decide. The problem is they're so dependent on Russia and we're so dependent on China that, you know, that should be our focus right now, how to become less dependent. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh?
Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Yes, I am aware that there's a trend where people airdrop nude photos, right, to people on a plane. Not funny, people, not funny. Pilots are getting ticked off. We'll probably have a bunch of those stories after the holiday, so I will report on things that made planes go, and land and say, stop that. But I do want to, though, quickly say that today is my mommy's birthday. Yay! Yay! Happy birthday, mommy! Yes, it's my mommy's birthday. God, you know, if you thought my husband, being my husband, had the hardest job on this earth,
It was my mom. My mom had to be my mom. And I'm not telling you how old I am, but it's been for multiple decades. And she still is. And she's my mommy. And she's the grandmommy to my kids. And she's the mother-in-law to my husband. Not an easy job. Not an easy job being my husband's mother-in-law. Right? And my mommy has not so much a birthday that hits a decade mark, but it is still a very significant birthday achievement. And my mom still looks like she did when I remember her when she was younger, you know, when she would dye her hair. But she was a redhead, you know, when I grew up, and now she's a blonde. And I wish I could copy her blondness. I can't get my hair that white, no matter how many boxes I use. But my mom, I just have to say, is a super mommy. I know you guys are like, oh, God, there's no way her mom is better than my mom. Yeah, she is. My mom is super mommy. My mom was one of those moms that didn't have an easy childhood. I lost her brother, had, you know, issues with the family, grew up poor, swamp cooler in the Phoenician Phoenix Desert, got through school, you know, tried to raise kids, had to be a single mom for some time, and raised four kids, had ailing parents, had to do it alone since, of course, her brother had died, you know, when she was a kid, and, you know, went through all the trials and tribulations that, you know, a lot of women do as they try to make it, you know, through the workforce as a woman, you know, going through everything in the 60s and the 70s, and she got through it, you know, and she wore a bra. She wasn't necessarily a bra burner. She definitely wore a bra. She needed to, you know, because she, if you thought I got double D's, you know, my mom was pretty endowed. Still is. And so, you know, when I see, you know, I kind of think, God, you know, I had it tough. Nothing like my mom did. My mom had it tough. And I'm sure the women, I'm sure my grandmother, you know, and my great-grandmother had it even tougher. And to see my mom be able to do what she was able to do for me and for my siblings, it is remarkable. And she's still here. And I don't cry. But it's my mommy's birthday. And I just want to say, for those of you that still have a parent, because my dad I lost, you know, appreciate them. Let them know that you love them. And not just on birthdays. You know, let them know that you really do appreciate what they did. We always concentrate on the stuff we disliked. You know, and there's a lot of things I disliked. You know, and I'm just like, okay, well, you know, that's my excuse. But no, when you really, really look at what mattered, is I got here. My mom gave birth to me, and she did it without, well, she might have smoked, but back then you could. Trust me, when I was pregnant, I wanted to smoke, but I didn't. But, you know, she got me healthy. She took care of us. She's the best doctor I've ever known, and she did it despite so much trauma that she had to endure in her life. And I just think it's remarkable. And I also think it's remarkable that she was able to live that long. I mean, she made good choices. You know, she doesn't eat meat. She's a vegetarian. She might eat fish. So I think she's like a pescatarian. She, you know, stopped smoking. You know, she rarely drinks alcohol. She doesn't, you know, she takes care of herself. And here she is hitting, you know, strides, and she doesn't look her age. And I think, You know, for those of us that think that it's going to be all about the Gen Zs and the millennials that now are steering the ship with this world, please talk to the boomers and the traditionalists that are still around and that are alive and well, and take some advice from them, because they've been through, you know, so much. They've been through multiple wars. They've been through divide. They've been through president assassination. They've been through discrimination where people were forced, you know, out of restaurants and out of bathrooms and out of locations. You thought it was bad where people were getting kicked out of restaurants because they couldn't vaccinate. Imagine what happened during, you know, the pre-civil rights movement. And, you know, our older population has lived through all that. And we don't utilize them. We don't, you know, we look at Biden and we look at Trump and we go, okay, well, we need more youth in politics. Not always. We really need, you know, and we need our family. And I think our family, my mom was the best doctor I ever had. My mom was the best historian. My mom, you know, was the best politician. You know, my mom was the best advocate. My mom was the best coach. And I'm not saying that because she was my mommy and I, you know, hung out on her ovaries, you know, for a lot of years until I came out. But when you really look at it, I mean, of all the coaches I've ever had, my mom was the best. Of all the doctors, my mom diagnosed me way sooner than anybody else. So she, you know, maybe not the best stylist, but, you know, maybe not the best cook, but that's okay. I know you guys are like, well, my mom can't be, you know, a superhuman goddess. Yeah, she did have some faults. She liked bland cooking, but maybe the bland cooking is what kept her alive. So quick shout out to my mommy. Happy birthday to my mommy. I love my mommy. For those of you guys that still have family members that are around, give them a big hug. Give them love. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we got Labor Day weekend. And Labor Day weekend isn't just about having a barbecue or trying to head out to the coast and, you know, to get some beach. This is paying tribute to the contributions and achievements of American workers. This was created by the labor movement in the late 19th century, became a federal holiday in 1894, and it gives us an extra day off. So in the late 1800s, we had the Industrial Revolution. The average American worked 12-hour days, 7 days a week. I still do that. But they barely made a living, and it wasn't by choice. And even kids were in mills, factories, mines, and they got a fraction of what adults got paid because it was cheap labor. So people of all ages, especially poor recent immigrants, faced unsafe working conditions. So eventually there were strikes, rallies, and then many of these events sadly turned, you know, violent, as the Haymarket Riot of 1886, in which several Chicago policemen workers and workers were killed. But on September 5th, 1882, 10,000 workers took unpaid time off to march from City Hall to Union Square in New York City. This was basically the first Labor Day parade. And the idea of a working men's holiday was celebrated on the first Monday of September. Other people saw it. Congress decided to legalize it 12 years later. And here we are where we have, you know, Labor Day. In fact, in 1894, employees of the Pullman Palace Car Company in Chicago went on strike to protest wage cuts and the firing of union representatives. And then on June 26th, there was a boycott of all Pullman railway cars, crippled railroad traffic nationwide, and then the federal government had to sadly dispatch troops, there were riots and all that. But in terms of Labor Day, President Grover Cleveland signed it into law on June 28th, 1894. Do we know who exactly the, you know, person was that gets all the credit? Some people think it's Peter McGuire, co-founder of the American Federation of Labor. Others thought it was Matt McGuire, a secretary of Central Labor Union. It could have been their wives saying, you know what? Stay home. Okay? You know, we need to stay home. So now we have multiple days. We have the Uniform Holiday Act of 1968 that allowed many of our holidays, which was, you know, spawned by Labor Day, where we have that Monday off. We get to spend time with our families. We get to relax. I've been working crazy hard with National Blood Donation Week and with the COVID waves that didn't seem to end this summer. So I'm going to still see patients because we are in still need of doctors to work Labor Day. But I might just work a little less. So love you guys. Have a very safe weekend. We'll talk to you on Tuesday. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.